Right, time to get a bit experimental. And if you want to use one of these guys, Ginny and Dave, to make them victims, feel free.
I think we might have something for them to do a bit later. But first of all, there seems to be a lot of rubbish on this table. Have you just been eating crisps and left stuff lying around? And what's with these plates? I don't think I'd want to eat my dinner off that.
Well, also on this table, I have a microwave.
Yeah, I thought that was just for your dinner as well.
I get quite peckish, so this is understandable. So the rubbish we have is a crisp packet. And crisp packets are quite beautiful things. They're shiny on the inside and they're kind of plasticky on the outside. And what we have here is a microwave oven. Now, the way a microwave oven cooks is by essentially causing electric currents to flow backwards and forwards inside the food. And food isn't a very good conductor, so it doesn't get very hot. However, the shiny aluminium inside a crisp packet conducts electricity really quite well. Aluminium is almost as good a conductor as copper.
Now, I've always been told not to put anything with metal on it in the microwave.
This might explain why. It's probably a crisp packet is the one thing that, with permission, isn't too bad in a microwave, but anything else with metal is a really, really bad idea. So I'm going to take the microwave, not the microwave, I'm going to open the microwave, and I'm going to put the crisp packet into the back of the microwave. Hopefully that should be standing up.
Okay, so we've now got a crisp packet in a microwave, and we probably want to put the house lights down around now so that people can see what's going on. And then you're going to turn on the microwave?
So I'll turn on the microwave. This should cause lots and lots of electric currents to flow inside the crisp packet, and that might make it a bit warm.
So we got what looked like a whole load of sparks going out from inside the crisp packet. If there was just a current flowing through there, why did we get sparks?
So first thing, I'm going to very, very carefully go in, because it could be very hot, and take the crisp packet out.
Okay, that doesn't look like it'll be much use for holding crisps anymore. It's all scrunched up, it's kind of melted into one blob. It doesn't look very appealing.
So it's shriveled up in the same way as you put a crisp packet on a fire. It gets hot and it shrinks and shrivels up. And as it's doing that, it kind of bends and you get big electric currents flowing through it. And all of a sudden you can get bits get close to each other. And there's kind of a shortcut electricity can take through the air and it jumps through the air and produces sparks. As it shrinks, the bubbles get close to each other, you get sparks and you get these rather exciting noises, which I'm sure you heard.
So it's a little bit like lightning, except it's jumping a much smaller distance than lightning does.
Exactly right, yes.
Ginny and Dave, thank you very much. Anyone got any questions, any physics questions or anything like that that we can ask Dave and Ginny? Get your hands up. Anybody got anything you'd like to know? We have one down the front here. What's your name, madam?
Hi, I'm Jyoti. I live in Cambridge. You can put food in the microwave on an alfoil and it's absolutely fine. It heats up. So how does that happen?
I think aluminium will get hot in a microwave. If the microwave can get to it, it will get hot. But if there's nowhere, if it can't shrink, because with the crisp packet it was shrinking, and you get the small gaps where the electricity can jump as sparks, you don't necessarily get sparking. You do get sparking off things like gold rims on plates, because then you get a little break in the gold rim, and then you get sparking across that. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a good idea in general, but I could quite believe that it worked.
So you only really get sparks when you've got something that can conduct the electricity, but then a point where it can't conduct it anymore and it has to jump through the air. So because the crisp packets have a sort of plasticky coating, that can't conduct the electricity anymore. So then when the electricity reaches that point, it has to jump, and that's why you get the sparks.
We have a question down the front here. What's your name?
Nathan.
Hello, Nathan. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering if you'll be able to do that again.
Oh, can you do it again?
Dave's just going to set it up again. We're going to pop the crisp packet back in the microwave and turn the house lights down, and then we'll set it going. Great. There we go.
Okay, next question. Who's got a question? Yes, sir, down the front here in the black T-shirt. What's your name?
Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. What would you like to know?
What would happen if you tried to cook food in a crisp packet like that?
Well, as you saw, the crisp packet kind of shriveled up and melted. So I think what you would find is you'd have bits of melted crisp packet stuck to your food. And it will probably also burn in places.
And hot plastic doesn't taste good, I've found from experience, so I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I don't think it would be the best way to cook your dinner.
Okay, there's one more question here. This gentleman just in the second row here. What's your name?
Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
So if it takes electricity 10,000 volts to jump a centimetre, how many volts were in that crisp packet when it was sparking?
There will have been thousands of volts. The electricity kind of sloshes backwards and forwards through the crisp packet. And as it does that, when it kind of sort of slams at one end, you get very, very high voltages.
Just over here. Yes, sir.
My name is Fergal. If I know hot plastic doesn't taste good, but is there any health risk associated with cooking food in plastic dishes in a microwave?
Ready so, meals.
Mm. Yeah. So I think the answer is that they do tests on things like that. So I think anything that, you know, your food's sold in a plastic thing that says you can put it in the microwave, they would have tested that and they would have shown that the chemicals weren't going to harm you. If it's something that's not microwave safe, then if it melts and you actually end up ingesting more of that plastic because it's melted into your food, that's probably not going to do you much good.
Makes horse meat taste great.
There are some plastics which, when you get them hot, do give off bad chemicals, but they will have deliberately picked them not to use in food packaging. And the really nasty thing about the hot plastic, when it starts to burn, you get lots of nasty chemicals. And hopefully you're not burning your food too badly when you're cooking your ready meal.
Probably less bad for you than the food in the ready meal, to be honest. Dave and Ginny,